Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bring in somebody who covers the Blues for NHL.com, also SI.com. He is Lou Korak joining us right now on the program. Lou, great to welcome you back onto the show. How are you?
Good, Matt. How are you?
I am good. Let's start by just talking about the health situation. I know Craig Berube earlier today indicated that Torey Krug is going to be back tomorrow, and it sounds like a lot of guys have been back on the ice. This team is getting a little bit more healthy.
Well, Torey Krug's getting close. We don't know if that's going to be tomorrow or not. That's going to be a tough one because considering yesterday was his first day on the ice with the team, he's been skating for about a week now, but you can tell, you know, just after talking to him before the morning skate on Thursday that, you know, he and a number of the guys are inching closer. Now, Tarasenko, that's the one that I actually thought that may have had a shot to play tomorrow. Mm. But in talking to us after practice today, he indicated that he's not going to be ready, but he's very close. So a number of guys knocking on the door. Some guys are starting to trickle their way back onto the ice. I know Bortuzzo also skated yesterday, but did not on Friday. So it's getting there. Logan Brown's been activated off of IR. So it's been a long laundry list here, Matt, and guys trying to get back in here and trying to help this team stay relevant in the standings and continuing to make that push. People are knocking on the door, and it's only a matter of time before they start to get some of these healthy bodies back.
In the month of January, they've won four of their last six, six of their last nine. Obviously, with all those injuries, there's been some more ice time for some guys. Who, as you've watched the games, do you feel like has really taken advantage of those extra opportunities?
Oh, well, you can name a number of people. I mean, you know, they've gotten some great contributions from some of their younger guys that they've called up. And, you know, Nikita Alexandrov, who got sent down to Springfield today, was one of them. And a shame that he had a upper body injury that left him sidelined for the last two games. But, you know, in his absence, you know, you've had Nathan Walker jump in there and really make an impact. That entire fourth line's been pretty terrific here, Matt. I got to be honest with you. They really were on the ball again last night. And these guys with Toropchenko now and Walker and Tyler Pitlick have been playing really, really well. Tyler Tucker, another young kid who has jumped out and really taken advantage of some playing time here. Callie Rosen, I got to tell you, this, you want to talk about somebody that's kind of been an unsung hero for this blue line this year? I mean, you know, you going into it you know, you thought at best he was just going to be a depth guy and maybe somebody that you can plug and play along the way. But I gotta be honest with you. I think when some of these guys do return back, I find it hard to take him out of the lineup just because he's been steady solid pretty much the entire time that he's been in the lineup here, and really making an impact on that blue line and doing good things in the offensive zone. And I know Craig Berube has said that, you know, some of the things that he wants to see from him is to just, you know, be a little bit more assertive in the defensive zone, be a little bit stronger along the walls and with his puck battles. And I think he's done that. So I can really give you a long laundry list here of guys that have really jumped up. You know, the top six have had their moments. They've also had some moments where they've dried up. But it's really been a collective effort, and I think that was a prime example last night. May have been one of the best games they've played all year, and it was everybody from top to bottom.
The team is still making some mistakes. You mentioned in a tweet yesterday about a bad line change that led to a goal. The goal that was disallowed on a really, really close goalie interference, not played well in front of the net right before that one. I know Berube talked earlier today about the PK and doing a better job there. What do you make of maybe some areas on this team where mistakes are still being made?
I still think they can be a little bit more assertive of net front traffic that the opposition feels like that they can take advantage of. Now, they've done a better job of that the last couple of games here, but I think it's really been a season-long problem where, you know, whether it's Jordan Binnington or Thomas Greiss that are in goal, it's been a challenge for them just to be able to, you know, effectively just see pucks coming from distance. And, you know, that's just an indication where the opposition feels like they could take advantage of the front of the net, and pretty much camp themselves out there. And, you know, these guys, you know, once they get that sorted out, I think it'll take care of a lot of the defensive issues. I still think that another area where their puck transition can be a little bit more cleaner. They still find themselves making some of those dangerous passes where, you know, they're almost 50-50 pucks, I want to say. And once they get that stuff cleaned up, it'll be a lot better. And, you know, when you're not able to transition pucks out of your D zone effectively, you get hemmed in. And once you get hemmed in, you start talking about guys having longer shifts. They're getting tired. They're getting bogged down. And eventually the puck winds up in the net, you know, because your shifts are getting extended and guys are getting tired out there. So, but once those areas tend to get cleaned up a little bit, and I think they have been, like I said, the last couple of games, you're going to start seeing some more wins with a little bit more regularity.
Luke Korak continuing to join us. As we move closer and closer to a trade deadline, if the Blues are kind of in the same spot where they're certainly not out of playoff contention, but they also don't really look like a team that's probably going to make a deep playoff run, do you expect moves to be made to make them better, even if that's just getting in the playoffs? Or is this maybe an opportunity, even if they can be a playoff team, to try to build for the future a little bit?
I think Doug Armstrong's got to keep his options open here on two fronts. Obviously, you have to ask yourself that question, whether you believe this team, you know, not only can get into the playoffs, but make a deep run. I think that's what it's all predicated on. It's for this franchise and for this team, it's not just about getting in, it's about making it an extended run. And you saw what happened with them a couple of years ago. You just never know. I mean, you know, they fought from the bottom up and got in as the, you know, third place team in the Central Division. And we saw what happened. They won the whole thing because they believed they could win it all. But once you get in this tournament, to me, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, once you get in, it's anybody's ballgame. You see that. The parity is just so good. So you have to ask yourself that question. And I think another thing that comes into play here, Matt, is the fact that so many teams are up against the cap. And can trades be made? That's going to be the difficult question here because, you know, you're going to run into a situation where teams are going to want to make trades, but they simply can't just because of their cap situation. So I think it's going to be difficult to maneuver some of these trades. They're going to have to be done with a little bit more clever intent here because of the money that's going to be involved. Now, he's got 5 weeks left here to make that decision once you get down to March 3rd. So Doug Armstrong can take this all the way down. But you know what? You know, he could get a phone call today, and it's an offer that he can't refuse, and I think he's going to have to listen to it. So this one is, to me, a double-edged sword right now because I think he wants to believe in this team. But, you know, if somebody brings you something that, you know, he feels like can make this team, you know, not only better now but into the future, he certainly is going to have to listen to it. And he's got a number of players on this roster, Tarasenko, O'Reilly, Barbashev, Mikula, the guys off the top of my head that are potential UFAs come this summer that he's going to have to listen to.
Is this summer really kind of a chance to reset? It feels like this team has been in cap hell, for lack of a better term, really since the Stanley Cup. And you got to do that. You win a cup, some guys are going to get rewarded. You're going to keep some guys on the roster. Like, that's not from my point, that's not a criticism of him. It's just it's what happens. But with all those somewhat big money guys coming off the books this offseason, is this maybe that first chance to really reset things a bit?
It's going to be a challenge again because you're going to have guys like you'd mentioned. There's going to be guys, namely Robert Thomas, Jordan Kyrou. Their raises are going to be kicking in next year, and that's going to eliminate a lot of the potential cap that you felt like you're going to be able to acquire if you lose some of these big name guys to free agency this summer. So I think there's still going to be, it depends on where the cap goes. And by all indications right now, if it moves, it's not going to move very much going into next year. So I think teams are still going to be kind of in that same boat. The question is, you're going to have to kind of look into a little bit further into the future. If you're going to see, I think they're going to continue to try to retool this. They don't like to use the word rebuild around here. And that's something that's, especially when you're a cap ceiling team, rebuild's not something that's in the cards. So it's going to take some maneuvering, believe me. And like I said, with the Thomas and Kyrou cap hits that take effect next year, that's over $16+ million with two guys. And they have a number of their own players that they have to re-sign and very little money to do it. So it's a job that I don't envy. Let's put it that way. But it's gonna be tough to do. I'm very interested to see how they tackle this going into the summer with very little cap space to work with.
He is Luke Korak. You follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. You read him at NHL.com, inside of SI.com as well. That's the Inside the Blues page that they've got at SI.com that Lou's a big part of. Lou, thank you so much for taking some time, and we'll chat again real soon.
All right, Matt. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.